This is JIS News. Coming up, the National Council on Drug Abuse launches marijuana public education campaign. House passes bill to regulate nuclear technology, and Jamaica seeks to tap into $1 trillion creative economy. The news in detail after this message.
Join us in Kingston for the Jamaica Film Festival, July 7 to 11. An exciting showcase of local and international talent. Business networking opportunities with international industry experts. Premieres and screenings of the world's recent and best films. For 5 days in the business capital of Jamaica, where art meets business. It's the Jamaica Film Festival, Kingston, July 7 to 11. See the press for details or visit filmjamaica.com. Brought to you by Jampro in association with Red Stripe, Digicel, Chase, JTB, Tuff Gong International, and Exim Bank.
Now the news. The National Narcotics and Law Enforcement Department at the United States Embassy in Jamaica has pledged $53 million US in support of the National Marijuana Public Education Campaign. The campaign, an initiative of the National Council on Drug Abuse, NCDA, aims to discourage irresponsible ganja use. Speaking at the official launch of the program Wednesday, Executive Director NCDA Michael Tucker says the public education campaign dubbed Know the Facts, Know How to Act will target all members of society, particularly young people.
Specifically, through this campaign, we aim to reduce by 30% the number of persons arrested for possession for over 2 ounces of ganja. And this, we aim to do this by 2017. We hope to reduce by 30% the caseload on the criminal courts for possession of ganja, and this too, 2017. And of course, to decrease by 15% the number of students aged 13 to 18 who start to smoke ganja while still in school.
The initiative will also seek to simplify what decriminalization of ganja means and the limitations allowed under the Dangerous Drugs Amendment Act 2015. A bill seeking to create a legal framework for the regulation of activities, practices, apparatuses, and facilities involving ionizing radiation and nuclear technology was passed in the House of Representatives Tuesday. The Nuclear Safety and Radiation Bill was piloted by Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce Anthony Hilton. The minister says the objectives of the proposed legislation include protecting people and the environment from exposure to ionizing radiation, promoting radiation protection principles and an effective nuclear safety culture, and facilitating Jamaica's compliance with international obligations arising under the conventions.
The Act makes provision for the establishment of a national regulatory body, referred to as the Hazardous Substances Regulatory Authority, a body corporate which will, among other things, grant authorizations, establish operational standards, regulate and monitor activities, practices and facilities utilizing ionizing radiation and nuclear technology.
The legislation prohibits, among other things, the acquisition or development of nuclear explosives and the development, production, and storage of radioactive or nuclear material for the purpose of producing a weapon. The Ministry of Justice has acquired 14 new laptops to improve the efficiency of the court management system. Speaking in an interview with JIS News, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry, Carol Palmer, said the computers will help to enhance the operations of the justice system.
These units are going to be extremely invaluable to the work that is done, the ability to be portable with the work that the courts need to do. The Chief Justice will determine the best distribution of the items, but I would suspect it would be largely given to judges to allow them to be able to move around, to have access remotely.
Ms. Palmer says the laptops were purchased following a $1 million donation from investment company Proven Wealth Limited. And Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce Anthony Hilton says the government will continue to work to ensure that local filmmakers are able to get a foothold into the growing global creative industry, valued at over $1 trillion. He says the creative economy, inclusive of film, music, fashion, animation, and merchandising, has the potential to grow the economy and create jobs and wealth for many Jamaicans. Mr. Hilton says the government is working to address the challenges facing local industry players, including the critical issue of financing.
In this regard, the establishment of the secure transaction regime, underpinned by the enactment of the Security Interest in Personal Property Act and the implementation of the accompanying collateral registry, are measures geared to assisting with the facilitation of financing in the sector.
Minister Hilton was addressing the opening ceremony for the inaugural Jamaica Film Festival in Kingston on Tuesday. The festival is being held from July 7 to 11. That was JIS News. I'm Anjouie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.